Morena, this is your Wātea English News. National and Te Pāti Māori's replacement for Labour's controversial Foreshore and Seabed Act has been found to be in breach of Treaty of Waitangi principles. It's recommending changes to the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Act 2011, including repealing the deadline to lodge claims for customary title, which is now passed. It criticised the way the Act vests reclaimed lands in the Crown, extinguishing Māori customary rights. It says the Crown should compensate affected iwi, hapū and whānau for all reclaimed land vested in the Crown. The statutory test for customary marine title needs to be improved, subject to the outcome of appeals following the High Court's first major test of the legislation covering the claims of Te Whakatohea in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. The tribunal says claimants should also be able to transfer their applications between the High Court and the Māori Land Court. They also need to be able to effectively protect wāhi tapu areas. Associate Health Minister Penny Henare says Māori will lose their voice in the health system under changes proposed by ACT and National. Both parties say they will scrap the Māori Health Authority Te Aka Whaiora, and ACT has gone further, promising to make the system what it calls colourblind. That means getting rid of initiatives aimed at tackling what the figures show are clearly lower access to care and lower quality of care for Māori and Pacifica. Leader David Seymour says the public service will be told that treating people differently based on race is lazy and divisive, and they must get better at targeting need equally. Mr. Henare says the outcome is clear.
Māori lose their voice in the system, and Māori lose their ability to fight for equitable healthcare, and that's what the challenge is for us as we head into the voting booths.
The 50th anniversary of Witihi Maida's first collection of short stories, Ponamu Ponamu, has been celebrated with a new translation as part of the Kotahiro Puka Puka project to publish 100 books in Te Reo Māori. Editor Pania Papa says the collection opened a window into Māori life, culture and humour of the time, and won Ihi Maida great acclaim. It was released in a Māori translation in 1986, but she says for the new edition, she enlisted reo experts from 10 iwi to help put it in modern Māori.
Just the way that the language is being expressed these days, it seems to me to be much broader in terms of the types of words we're using these days to express any number of different phrases and words that we have.
Pania Papa says while different dialects and styles have been used, the translators took care not to interfere with the contextual integrity of Ihi Maida's work. And that was your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!